major story news in London. I'm Catherine Droop. The two main suspects in the attack on the Charlie Hebdo magazine in Paris are thought to have robbed a petrol station in northeastern France. Brothers Sharif and Saeed Kouachi are the main suspects in the massacre of 12 people. Meanwhile, a female police officer shot by a gunman in a fresh attack in Paris has died, and searchers trying to recover the tail of the Air Asia flight that crashed into the Java Sea on the 28th of December have been unable to retrieve the debris due to poor weather.
Dennington News needs an advertising manager. Do you have some time to spare between September and November and a bit of time in July? You only need standard computer skills. Some experience of print layout would be a plus. Find out how you could help fund your monthly parish newsletter. Contact Jill Cheeseman by emailing editor@deddingtonnews.co.uk with the header advertising manager. That's editor@deddingtonnews.co.uk with the header advertising manager. This message will now self-destruct.
Welcome to George Fenimore's Farm Walk, recorded at Home Farm Clifton on Wednesday the 6th of July 2011.
Right, this is the start of the farm here. There's the M40. There's a small wood there with a lake in the middle of it. It not actually belongs to the farm now. It was sold off a few years ago by the landlords, and it was all planted up by John Vaughan. Extremely nice environmental little plot now. And in fact, last winter, when it was so cold, we got down to minus 17 here. I was in the top of the yard here, and a very large bird flew over that spinney and perched in that big oak tree. And I thought, well, that's a darn big buzzard. And then I realised it was actually an osprey.
Oh.
And it was here for 5 days. And he was obviously fishing the lake, which is just below the trees there. Although most of the lake was frozen, there was an area behind an island in the middle of it that wasn't, and he was obviously taking trout out of the lake, and I think he deserved them. This little thing here is groundnut, pignut, and as boys at home, we used to dig them up, and it's got a nice little bulbous root on it, which tasted like a nut, really, once you scrape the soil off it. And you'll see this all down the farm there. And of course, you've got the ubiquitous Keck cow pasture there. Nothing very special, but quite important for the environment. Two Dart Bay ponies are New Forest ponies, yearlings. They came up as foals last autumn, and they'll be grown on and reared on, and my daughter-in-law will break them and school them on for show ponies. The grey pony and the little roan, they're already in the show ring, ridden by Ben wherever he is. He's here somewhere. The field behind there, although it has been ploughed down to a certain extent, you can still see the ridge and furrow. Now, if you turn behind you,